So this is our model of evangelization, words and witness, trying to imitate St. Philip. But we have these fears. I have these fears. How are we going to overcome them? I want to give you two very simple ways we can overcome our fears. Now, the first way, we go to the second reading, and St. Peter begins, "Beloved, in your hearts, sanctify Christ as Lord." Sanctify Christ as Lord. Interesting. What does that mean? Another translation puts it more simply. It says, reverence Christ as Lord. Okay, so we're supposed to recognize Jesus as Lord in our hearts. Now, all of us have false gods in our lives. What is it? Could be comfort, people's opinions. We worship that. Success, trying to live it up, really enjoy life and maximize it to anything. And these things dominate our attention. And so what it does is it takes away from Jesus being the Lord of our hearts. Now, Bishop Robert Barron in LA, he asks this question and he puts it so directly. He says, do you realize that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead? Therefore, he's the Lord. And therefore, your whole life has to be situated around him. That means your country isn't Lord. And he gives a few other examples. And he says, no other figure is Lord. And so when we think we're afraid of evangelization, it's because there's something else dominating our hearts and in our minds. And the simple way to solve it is do what St. Peter says. We have to reverence Christ as Lord. And I've noticed every time I say, Jesus, can you be more the center of my life? My fears start to subside. Okay, the second way to overcome our fears, it comes from the gospel. This is what Jesus says. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth. Okay, so if we love Jesus and we keep his commandment to evangelize, because he commands us to evangelize, to share him, this good news, this life with everyone. If we do that, the Holy Spirit will come to us. And Jesus says that the Holy Spirit, his name, one of his names is called the Advocate. Now in Greek, the original Greek of the New Testament, advocate literally means one called alongside. Okay, so when we just get out there and we try to evangelize, Holy Spirit's going to come to our side. He's going to help us. And that's really great news, because what it does is takes the pressure off. The Holy Spirit's already working. It's not all on us. And the Holy Spirit's already working in the hearts of everyone. So he's in control. So the second way we have to overcome our fears is you got to get out. You just have to start. When I started wearing the cassock, you know, the cassock is the black robe of the priest. Now, before I wasn't wearing it all the time. And when I was discerning, should I wear this cassock all the time? Because I was going to wear it to inspire vocations, to inspire young men and women to think about priesthood and consecrated life. So in that time when I was thinking, should I do this? Am I going to wear it all the time at the airport, in restaurants, walking down the street? I asked one of my friends, she happens to be a fashion designer. I trust her judgment. And she thought it might distance me from people. So I hesitated. And then I went back to the reason, why am I doing this? And the Holy Spirit reminded me of the truth. Jesus says that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And the Holy Spirit reminded me, you're doing this for vocations. Okay, so I decided to wear the cassock. And it's borne so much fruit. The Holy Spirit has come to my side. He reminded me of the truth. He came to my side. It's borne fruit. When I was in London, England, two Septembers ago for this Alpha conference, I was with all these Protestant pastors. And one thing about Protestant pastors is they're very cool. And they look very cool. They're all fashionable. They're all young. Some of them have tattoos. They wear the baseball cap. And I'm there in my black robe with the Roman collar. And one time when we were in London, so busy, and we're walking through the streets because we had to go visit this church far away. When we were going through the streets, I was the one getting stopped by everyone because everyone wants to talk to the guy in the cassock. And it started to become a running joke with all the Protestant pastors. They would go on ahead and then they'd have to stop because Father Justin's talking to people. These people are talking. So I'm waving, I'm smiling at people, and I was inviting people to Alpha. And then one of the Protestant pastors said, man, I've got to get a cassock too. So that's what happens when the Holy Spirit comes to our side. There are two other truths that the Holy Spirit wants to remind us of. And this is the first truth. When we start proclaiming Jesus, there's going to be rejection, okay? So let's be honest about that. But there's not going to be as much rejection as we think. 15 years ago, a priest from Brooklyn, Father Ray Roden, he shared this story about Ulysses Grant. Ulysses Grant, one of the American presidents. He was an American soldier, then became president of the U.S. And this story has always stuck in my mind about overcoming our fears. So listen to this long quote from Ulysses Grant's memoirs. He says this: "On the evening of the first day out from Goliad, we heard the most unearthly howling of wolves directly in our front. The prairie grass was tall and we could not see the beasts, but the sound indicated that they were near. To my ear, it appeared that there must have been enough of them to devour our party, horses and all, at a single meal. Benjamin understood the nature of the animal and the capacity of a few to make believe there was an unlimited number of them. He kept on towards the noise, unmoved. I followed in his trail, lacking moral courage to turn back. He asked, 'Grant, how many wolves do you think there are in that pack?' Knowing where he was from and suspecting that he thought I would overestimate the number, I determined to show my acquaintance with the animal by putting the estimate below what possibly could be correct and answered, 'Oh, about 20. He smiled and rode on. In a minute, we were close upon them, and before they saw us, there were just two of them. They had made all the noise we had been hearing for the past 10 minutes. I have often thought of this incident since when I've heard the noise of a few disappointed politicians. There are always more of them before they are counted." So the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, reminds us of the truth that we have all these fears in our head, but they're not as great as we think. We think we have all these reasons we're hesitating to evangelize. They're not as many as we think, so we can go on. And the second truth he will remind us of is that God never made a person he didn't love. Every person matters to him. When Jesus stretched out his arms on the cross, he was saying, "I love you this much." And when he was on the cross, he was dying for every person who has ever lived and every person who will live. And so whenever we have the fear in our heart, doubt about proclaiming him to other people, what we have to do is we have to think about Jesus when he was on the cross. And he was thinking about everyone he was dying for. And he was wanting to reach all of them. And so when we think about that and we say, "Jesus, can you help me love every person the way you do?" He will. He'll give us that love. He wanted to reach everyone. And so with that love, we'll want to reach everyone too. So today, which of these two actions do we need to take to overcome our fears? One, do we need to reverence Christ as Lord in our hearts more? Or is it two, do we just need to get out there and just start? Then the Holy Spirit will come. What does it mean to get out there and just start? It means inviting people to Alpha. It means being a better friend for a lot of us. It means loving more, loving like Christ. It means praying for people and saying, "I will pray for you." It means saying, "Can I pray with you?" So on Thursday, June 4th, and Saturday, June 6th, we're starting Alpha Online. We have this great opportunity to invite people we love. The Holy Spirit's already working in people's hearts. He's working in our hearts. I really hope, I'm asking all of you, would you invite the people you love to Alpha? Think especially of those who are searching for God. A lot of people in this time, in the crisis, they're looking for him. And think especially of people whose hearts might be far from him, but they're waiting for that invitation to come home. So that is our question for the online chat today, right after Mass. Which of the two do you need to practice more to overcome the fear? Reverencing Christ as Lord in your heart, or just getting out there and do it? I'll tell you, I'm doing both. St. Philip today He's our model. He reverenced Christ as Lord in his heart. And then he just went out there. He went to Samaria. He just did it. And then the Holy Spirit came to his side, the Spirit of truth, reminded him of the truth, and took away his fears.